Lord Ashai allowed himself a rueful smile. Those were the days, long gone seasons, when he would go roving forth at the head of his long patrol. Some of those hares had been sprightly paced, but he could outmarch them all. Aye, those were the days of his strength and prime, full of exuberant power and speed. In those times, there was none to equal Lord Ashai. No beast possessed his reckless daring in battle. He gripped his staff tight, sighed deeply, then released his hold on the stout yew pole. Ah, but then, no creature had the blood wrath like him. What had been a boon in youth and war had become a curse in old age in peacetime. Now the countless seasons weighed upon his silvered fur like a millstone. Now he was paying the price for that wild life he had led. The great badger's mighty frame was bent with age. Old wounds he had taken were a toll on his stiff limbs. But the worst penalty by far was his blindness. All those blows and injuries he had sustained whilst fighting heedlessly in the grip of blood wrath, Ashai had paid for them with the loss of his sight. He heaved himself from his seat on the rock, stepping awkwardly upon a small boulder, and tripped, blowing sand from both nostrils. The once great beast reached out, scrabbling vainly for his staff, which seemed to elude his paws. Lord Ashai smiled bitterly, muttering aloud to himself,
"As blind as a badger, huh? Where have I heard that before?"
A stout paw passed him the staff and helped him upright.
"'Twasn't me that said it, sir. You'd have probably taken my bonds off with a single biff if I had what."
The badger lord immediately identified the speaker by his firm grip and drawn-out speech mode.
"Mull, take me inside, will you, please?"
Major Mullane Bragworth Barshaw was a tall, distinguished hare. He wore the dark blue silver buttoned tunic of Salamandastron's commanding scout major. Other hares, those of his rank and above, referred to him as Mull, a strict disciplinarian, expert scout and formidable fighter. Mull had been constantly at his lord's side in the last few seasons. The pair shared a friendship that went back a long way. Mull steered Ashai toward the main fortress door, chatting leisurely.
"Inside it is, sir, tea time, don't you know? Hot scones, dab of meadow cream, strawberry preserve and mint tea, what? A charming, delicious daily ritual, sir."
The old badger lord shuffled past the main door into a vast rough-hewn corridor whose walls were adorned with family crests, suits of armour, fearsome weapons and regimental flags. Lowering his voice, Ashai confided to his companion,
"Let's not go into the large mess hall. Have them send tea up to my forge room, Mull. I need to speak with you in private. Too much din in that mess hall."
Major Mullane nodded.
"Right, Charles, sir."
He signalled to a pair of young hares who were on the way to the mess.
"Tringle, Phelps, nip along and see the quartermaster sergeant, will you? Tell him to set out 2 trays of afternoon tea for us. Bring him up to the forge room, if you'd be so kind."
The youngsters both threw the major a smart salute. Phelps' sister, Tringle, smiled impudently at Mullane.
"Both with cream and jam, Major."
Lord Ashai glared her way in mock severity.
"With extra cream and jam, young miss. Oh, and Phelps, remember which is your left paw and which is your right. Don't go tripping and spilling any, eh?"
Phelps bowed awkwardly and stumbled against Tringle.
No tripping and spilling. Do my best, your lordship. I certainly will. What?"
Both young hares shouted simultaneously.
"On your marks! Get set! Go!"
They bounded off at top speed. Major Mullane chuckled.
"Step me, sir. Those two haven't stopped racing against each other since the day they were born."
The old badger made a shrewd observation.
"That's because they both want to be runners in your scout patrol, Mull."
The major was surprised that Ashai concerned himself with such small details. However, he hid his feelings with a languid drawl.
"Do they really? I hadn't noticed, sir."